Welcome to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. Eric is founder and president of Heckman Financial right here in the Silicon Valley area. And of course, this is a show where we talk about retirement planning. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer, and we have seen it all this last year. Just about anything can cause a bump in the market. A pandemic, elections, government spending, and then recently, you know, this shareholder activism that we've seen. And so today on our show, we're going to talk about how strategies you can put together to help you with the goal of giving you confidence about your retirement income, making sure it's protected so you're not just hoping the worst doesn't happen. So to get started on that, first of all, here's the phone number, 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. You'll hear us talk about the blueprint to worryless wealth. And this is something that Eric has put together, and getting this blueprint can help you plan out your retirement. He's offering it to you today, a complimentary. Reach out to us at 800-454-1184. And with that, Eric, it's so nice to be here with you again.
Yeah, it's great to be here and just really helping people trying to figure out, okay, what should you do with retirement? Should you be doing silly, crazy stuff like investing in GameStop as it, you know, shot up and as predicted, shot right back down, and, you know, all the latest, craziest new things. And, you know, anytime you're chasing stuff like that, that's not a plan. That's just hope, and you might as well buy a lottery ticket. So, you know, it's just silliness. So that's not what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about real stuff that actually gets you there and actually has done it for a long time for a lot of clients. And so, that's what we want to help you with is real planning, real solutions, not the hottest, latest tip and how you're going to get rich quick and then end up poor quick.
Right. So. I want your take on what they're, you know, we're saying, oh, this could be the new trend, you know, these GameStop investors and everything. I want to hear what you were thinking of that.
Well, I'd actually put out a video there and also on our Facebook post for Heckman Financial. You can just find us at One Wealth Creator. So that's the number one Wealth Creator. You know, that's one of the things I said in that video is the fact that, you know, this is really used to be illegal. I mean, there's The Wolf of Wall Street, which is a good movie, but it's got the highest amount of the F word, I think, of any movie on earth. That was all about pumping and dumping stocks. And now it seems like you can talk about stocks on online. And I don't know how that's not illegal. It used to be illegal to do this. So I think it'll be interesting to see what kind of regulations and other things come out of this, because, you know, talking up a stock and then while you're trying to sell it, you know, and have other people buy it, that should, you know, used to be illegal, and hopefully it will be again. But yeah, it'll be interesting to see how that all plays out. And really, a lot of the short squeeze stuff, yeah, you can maybe get involved in it. You know, basically what that is somebody borrowed stock, which is crazy. You can borrow stuff you don't own and sell it, and then you have to replace it by getting those shares back. And the goal is to obviously buy the shares at a lot lower price, because if you sold them, say, at $20 a share, and then you can buy them at $5, well, that was a pretty good deal. And then what happens is if all of a sudden the stock shoots up and now it's at $25 or $30, the crazy part is you actually have to buy the shares to replace the shares that you borrowed and sold at a low price. And now you have to buy way high. And when people start buying that stock up to cash out those positions so they stop losing money, the stock actually goes up.
Oh, right.
So that's what the short squeeze is talking about, is the fact that people are forced to go out and buy more stock to stop losing money.
Crazy,
which sounds crazy.
Isn't it?
So,
yeah.
So it's a dangerous game. Something that, you know, people are trying to gamify with real dollars and real consequences. And yeah, some of them got massively rich, and a lot of hedge funds even did too. It wasn't all about the little guy. No, there's a lot of big guys got a lot of money out of this. So, yeah, definitely be careful on stuff like that.
Well, speaking of betting, I got to play this song for you. I know you're going to recognize it. It was number one on the U.S. singles chart for about 4 weeks back in 1987. Here you go. Bon Jovi and Living on a Prayer. I love that song. I'm not sure. I know I'm older than you. So for me, you know, I didn't really pay attention to it at the time, but now it's played at every wedding I go to. All the kids sing along to it. Were you a fan?
Yeah, no, it's definitely a good song. And, you know, I mean, one of the things that you can't be doing, though, is retiring on on a prayer.
No.
You know, that's not a good thing. I mean, it kind of reminds me of the joke. The guy who's standing on, his house is being flooded, he's standing on the roof, and the boat comes by, and, you know, he says, no, I'm waiting for a sign for God. And then, you know, a helicopter comes by, and he's like, no, I'm waiting for a sign from God. And, you know, then another boat comes by, and he's like, no, I'm waiting for a sign for God. And then he dies, and he goes to heaven, and he asks God, why didn't you send me a sign? He goes, I sent you the boats and the helicopter. what more did you need? You know, that's really kind of like what people sometimes do in retirement, right? They don't see that they've got options, that they've got things that they could have taken care of and they could have done. They're waiting for some sign, or they're waiting for some hot stock tip that's going to, you know, cure all and do it all. And really what you have to have is you have to have a plan. I mean, you have to have an income plan to make sure that money is going to last for the rest of your life, that you don't have to live on a prayer and a hope and make sure you get it there. And then, you know, you also have to have an investment plan that's not based on some sort of, you know, thing of the moment, or, you know, the hot thing now, because those hot things tend to cool off and not be so great. And then also look at the taxes. I mean, taxes are going to go up. There's no question about that in the future. In the next couple of years, taxes are guaranteed to go up because the current tax law goes away and Biden's going to come out with a new tax law anyways. So we know taxes are going up. So what is your tax plan today and how are you going to change it and solve it for the future? Then look at the healthcare issues along the way and legacy issues. Who's going to get your stuff? And that's the five areas of the blueprint to worry less wealth. That blueprint to worry less is where we want you to worry less about your money and worry more about having fun, enjoying life. And, you know, that's really what people need to start doing, instead of having a prayer, you know, have a plan. Yeah, if somebody wants to take advantage of that, we're right now waiving our $1,500 planning fee for these COVID times that we're in, just to make sure people can get this information, get the planning done. And what it does, it starts with a phone call. You just give us a call and leave us a message, and we'll set up a time to talk and, you know, just find out what you're worried about, what your concerns are. And then if you want us to create that blueprint, we'll do it for no cost, no obligation. And at the end of that second meeting, that's when you decide if you want to work with us or not. So very low key, very informational based, and that's what we really want to do, is help people get ahead. So if that's something you want to take advantage of, give us a call, 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184, or go online to wealthcreatorradio.com.
Eric, what would you say are some ways we could make sure that our income in retirement is going to be predictable?
Well, so you have to have some sort of foundational income. You have to have some sort of foundational money that's going to be there no matter what. Obviously, Social Security is the big one for most of us. A lot of us don't have a pension anymore. So you can actually go out now and buy your own pension. You can have an insurance product that will guarantee the money for the rest of your life. Now, a lot of times you see all these studies talking about the fact that you really need to have some sort of guarantee. Typically, they're talking about immediate annuities, and those are really tough for most people to ever buy, because this is like giving an insurance company $100,000. And you get a stream of income, but the money's gone. And nobody likes to see their money gone, right? That's just scary and freaky. And so there's better solutions out there, a lot better solutions. I've got a couple different clients that we've been able to do some wonderful things for. I mean, I've got one that years ago, she hit some pretty good stock options, and she's got $250,000 guaranteed from age 65 on. You know, and that's not talking about Social Security, other stuff, other assets. It's just from the guaranteed monies. And, you know, I've got more and more clients that's what we're doing the planning on, is saying, okay, how can we have at least this much money no matter what? You know, I've got one who's an Apple exec, and he just wants to make sure he's totally set, and even have to care about his Apple stock after we're kind of done with our planning here. So, you know, again, this is something where having some plan and having some information can really, really help you. And, you know, one of the things we also have is we have some reports that people can get. So there's one about money and how do you get the money to last as long as you do. All you have to do to get that report would be text the word money to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word money, 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184. Or you can request it online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
There's a tax storm coming. Could your taxes be on the way up? If you don't plan for it, you might be in for some surprises. With a historically low tax environment, expiring tax cuts, and a new administration, taxes are bound to rise. Does your plan account for these, or is it lagging behind? Now is a great time to get your tax plan updated with help from Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial. Join Eric for an upcoming year-end tax planning webinar. Sign up now at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. You'll learn ways to help navigate tax changes, how you might be able to lock in tax savings on your IRA, how to possibly lower your tax bill, and much more. A tax storm is coming. Make sure you're ready for it. Sign up now for an upcoming informational webinar with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.
This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. Eric is president of Heckman Financial, where their mission is to get you to and through a worry-less wealth retirement. And their strategies could help you in possibly minimizing fees and even lowering your tax costs. Wouldn't you like to worry less? That's what this show is all about. So, Eric, we've come to the point in our show where you and I always talk about some type of financial fail that you've seen happen. And this is just a point where we can really learn from somebody, somebody's misfortune. What do you have for us today?
Well, so there's a lot of anxiety, of course, of, you know, stopping having that paycheck, right? Making that that leap or whatever you want to call it. I actually had a client to equate it to Wile E. Coyote when he runs off the cliff and he's running in, you know, in place before he always falls. You know, somehow, I don't know how they, you know, somehow in cartoons, they always are able to stay floating for a bit. And, you know, so I kind of had that with one client that he kept wanting to work. And I said, you know, you've saved up enough. You've got enough. You can go have fun now. And he goes, no, no. And so for 3 years, he kept postponing, And, you know, he finally set a, you know, a retirement date. And right before that, he started having some really bad leg problems. And now he's walking with a cane and all this stuff. And he's okay, you know, but health-wise, but he's not the health status he had, you know, a couple years ago. He really wanted to do a bunch of stuff. He wanted to do hiking. He wanted to do all these other things. And now his health is going to prevent him really from doing that. And he had the money. He had the time and energy. He just, you know, couldn't get over that fear of no paycheck and, you know, living off your money versus, you know, living off of that paycheck that everybody's used to, right? So it's kind of sad. I mean, he's still doing fine and health-wise, and he'll still be able to do a good retirement, but, you know, just not exactly quite the one he could have done. And there wasn't a need for it. So I guess that's the part where it's a little bit more sad for me is the fact that he didn't need to do that. It's different if he really needed to have that extra money, but no, he could have pulled the trigger a little bit earlier and been off and having fun and at least got some stuff done before he had any ailments creep up.
Yeah. And Eric, I know this is something that you help your retirees with. I mean, obviously you help them, you know, get up the mountain to retirement, but then on the way down, right, once you're in retirement, there are a lot of things, a lot of changes, and it's totally different in retirement. And that's what you focus on. And that's why you're here and you do this every single week and you do it day in and day out. So I want to give you Eric's phone number. It's 800-454-1184. Eric is offering you a chance to come in and he can talk to you and hopefully guide you so you can worry less in retirement. He'll take you through what he calls his blueprint to worry less wealth. And Eric, tell us about that blueprint real quick.
Yeah, well, that's our trademark process that really it's designed to do what it says, you know, have you worry less. I find most people, there's always worry and always concern, obviously, about money and retirement and all those issues. But my mom was our chief worrying officer, as we used to like to call her. She'd worry about this and that. And, you know, that's why I named this process that, is because I want to have people to be able to relax more. Enjoy things more, you know, go on those trips, go play with the grandkids, you know, go do a round of golf or, you know, whatever it is that you want to be doing and not sitting at home watching CNBC or, you know, checking your portfolio out to see if I should be able to go have fun next weekend or not. And, you know, all those types of things. So, you know, that's really what you want to be focused on. And so, you know, when we're doing our planning process, I mean, the first thing is we have a really what we call a worry less wealth visit or talk. It doesn't have to be in person. It could be online or on the phone. But, you know, first, that's just to really find out, hey, this is my situation. These are my concerns. Some people have some simple ones and we can just answer them then and that's fine. But for most people, it really makes more sense to really create that blueprint to worry less wealth. And so what that is that's just showing you the path you're on. It's not saying it's good or bad necessarily, but, you know, we're all headed some direction. If you don't know what direction you're headed, it's good to at least finally get that data, right? And so that's what we do is we find out, okay, here's your income plan that you have. Even if you don't really have one, this is what it'll look like with taxes, inflation, everything counted for. Then let's look at, you know, what's the risk level you have in those investments? Look at the taxes. How can you lower those taxes permanently over your lifetime, not just for 1 year? Because that's really the key. A lot of times people ask the wrong question on taxes and they try to save money today versus saving money for their lifetime. And then lastly, healthcare and legacy. You know, how are you going to be able to pay for that healthcare? Are you counting for it? And then who gets your stuff when you're gone? You know, what kind of messages do you want to send and what kind of legacy do you want to leave? So, you know, those are all super critical things. So it's really easy process to go through that. Really, the first talk can be, you know, half hour, you know, 45 minutes at the high end, but it doesn't have to be very long. And then the next one's usually about an hour and a half to go through all that data and just show you, hey, this is what you have going on. And then if there's some issues or some things you need to fix, you know, that's when we start helping people and they decide if they want to work with us or not. But, you know, getting that data and getting that information is so critical. So, you know, it's a pretty easy process. There's no high pressure sales. There's no, you know, got to do this. You know, we don't lock our conference room door, you know, not like a timeshare, nothing like that. So, I mean, that's kind of mainly the process. And then of course, you know, typically we'll have a third meeting after that and say, okay, here's the changes we should make. Let's move the money around or do whatever we need to do. You know, then of course, after that, it's more just like what we've been talking about. It's doing that checkup, you know, making sure everything's still on track, making sure we don't need to adjust for things. You know, as life changes, obviously there's things that's going to change and adjustments need to be made. And those are pretty easy to do. So, you know, again, I mean, if that's something you want to do, you know, if you want to give us a call, you can leave us a message and we'll give you a call back. It's 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Or you can book a meeting directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
You know, Eric, when my hip was bothering me, I went to my main doctor and then he sent me to a specialist, right? An orthopedic surgeon. And I had a hip replacement at age 58. So we know we need to go to specialists for our health. What do we need to be looking for when we're trying to find a financial professional to help us with retirement?
Yeah, that's actually a really good question because there are so many people who call themselves financial advisors. You know, sometimes you see banks have these people that call themselves financial advisors. Mm-hmm. They're really just investment managers or, you know, they'll sell you some products. They're not doing really any sort of real planning or anything. So really, if you're trying to get a true plan, it should be something that you can pick up. There's actually a study that was done in one of the talks that we use on couples. And there was a stat that was scary. It said 73% of couples can't agree if they have a written income plan.
What?
So if it's written on paper, you can pick it up, right?
Yes.
So you can either go pick it up or you can't find it, and that means you don't have it. So yeah, if you don't have a plan that's actually written that shows you how your money's going to last the rest of your life, that shows how you should be investing. And then also make sure that that person knows taxes. Taxes are a minefield in retirement. I mean, people have no clue. I always tell this to people and they don't understand until about a year after retiring. Then they come back to me and say, oh my gosh, taxes are way more complicated in retirement. Well, why is that? You get to pick your taxes. You get to pick which type of money you take from what type of account, and that has different ramifications for taxes. So if that financial professional says, oh, we don't do tax advice or we can't help you with taxes, get out of there. Go to someplace that can help you with taxes and investments and doing the planning, because that's when you need a specialist. You know, you're not going to go, you know, send your, you know, 1 or 2 year old typically to a general practitioner because usually they don't know as much about little kids. You send them to a pediatrician, right? Well, same thing here on the reverse side. You know, why are you still going to the pediatrician when you need to be going to the specialist, you know, or even your general practitioner, right? You need a specialist who specializes in retirement. So that's a really critical thing that people don't always understand. And so, yeah, having that plan will tell you, this is what you should do in this situation. You know, just like a pilot says, oh, this happens, this is what you do. This happens, you know, they're trained heavily to do that. And, you know, that's what you should do, is you should be having that training for your financial plan, for your financial decision-making. 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
There's a tax storm coming. Could your taxes be on the way up? If you don't plan for it, you might be in for some surprises. With a historically low tax environment, expiring tax cuts, and a new administration, taxes are bound to rise. Does your plan account for these, or is it lagging behind? Now is a great time to get your tax plan updated with help from Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial. Join Eric for an upcoming year-end tax planning webinar. Sign up now at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. You'll learn ways to help navigate tax changes, how you might be able to lock in tax savings on your IRA, how to possibly lower your tax bill, and much more. A tax storm is coming. Make sure you're ready for it. Sign up now for an upcoming informational webinar with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.
You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman, and Eric is offering a chance to help you create a retirement strategy. Together, you can look at your income, your investments, tax strategies, healthcare planning, and even your legacy plan. According to Fidelity, the average couple can expect to spend about $285,000 on out-of-pocket expenses in retirement. This is not even including long-term care. And so you just can't afford to not look at healthcare costs when you're planning for retirement. Tell us how you help your clients plan for all of this so they won't deplete their savings.
Well, first we tell them not to have kids.
Yeah, that should have happened a long time ago before they retire.
Yeah, we have health savings accounts and large deductible plans to save on the healthcare costs, but it seems one of my sons will always have something that, you know, maxes out our deductible every year.
Yeah.
And, you know, maxes out the health savings account, you know, amount. So, it is amazing how one little, you know, meaningless thing almost can be several thousands of dollars. I mean, it's just disgusting, our state of our healthcare system. It's more for profit than for health. But, there's not much we can do about that, but other than just, you know, like you said, try to account for it. So, you know, you have to have that in the budget. I mean, I had one person that met with me, and she had her house paid off, and thinking about her husband retiring, she'd already retired, but he was younger. And yeah, you know, she's like, oh yeah, we live pretty simply. We only need $3,000 a month to live on. I'm like, what about medical insurance? Is that in there? She's like, no. and if he tried to retire before 65, well, probably just for him alone, it's going to be $1,000. No, not to mention her costs. So once they both are 65, then yeah, maybe they're $800 to $1,000 a month, but you know, prior to that, it could be $1,500 a month. So, on a $3,000 budget, you know, that was almost 50% off. And so, you know, that's something that you do have to account for. So, the main thing is accounting for it, planning for those costs. You know, I mean, that's one of the things that we really need to make sure that's in there, and make sure that you know that. You know, like dental is something that's super expensive in your retirement. A lot of people don't realize that Medicare doesn't cover dental. And, you know, I've had one client, she unfortunately passed away now, but she would always joke with me, and she had a good sense of humor, but that, you know, when she died, she wanted to make sure she had a huge smile in her casket so that people could see her teeth, because she's like, there's $28,000 in these teeth, so I want them on display. You know, it's like one of the most expensive things she'd ever bought was her own teeth. So, you know, and that's what happens, though, unfortunately, is lots of times, you know, things, those costs do come up, and that can be a lot. I mean, you know, $20,000 plus dental bill is probably not something you had planned for, right?
No.
So, yeah, so that's one of those things, that taking that into account and having somebody who knows that and has experience with, you know, how people run budgets in retirement is really critical.
So what are some things that you help people do early on in retirement to, you know, help cover that increasing health care later in life?
Well, I mean, there's not necessarily as much you can do other than obviously save more money. I mean, you can use a health savings account, and that's a great tool. So if you have that at work or have that as an option, you can keep building up money in there. And, you know, if you have really good income, you don't even have to do claims for you know, even if you have claims that you make, you can save those for later. There's no time limit on having to do those claims. And so you could take that money out a lot later or just leave it for retirement. And then you've got a pot of money to help pay for that. But, you know, if you don't have that, you know, at least just saving for that, counting for it. And that's really the biggest key, is making sure you have that in your plan. And also know, if you're trying to retire early, you better be thinking a lot about the healthcare costs.
Explain to us how healthcare costs actually is different than planning for long-term care costs. They're two separate things, right, Eric?
Yeah. So healthcare costs is really two things, right? It's your premiums. So, you know, once you hit Medicare, you have the Part A is free, Part B you pay for, Part D is prescriptions that you pay for. All in right now, that's, you know, a little under $200. Now, if you make too much money, that can get higher and higher. So that's one thing you also have to be worried about, is if you're needing to make more in retirement, you may be paying double or triple Medicare costs. So that's one thing also that is very sneaky and nobody usually tells you. Your tax person, I'm sure, never tells you that. Very rarely seen that in any sort of tax software other than the one we use. And then the other cost is all the stuff, right? You know, the co-payments, the prescriptions, you know, all the little nickel and diming. You know, you go in for one procedure and all of a sudden you get 10 bills from 10 different places. And it's like, I went to one place, right?
Right.
How am I getting all these different bills, and who are these people, right? You know, the radiologist, the whatever, you know, the... It's crazy how many bills that can result from one visit. So that's just the health care costs. Long-term care is for all the stuff that medical insurance doesn't cover. So basically, if it's something that's chronic, something that you're not getting better at, or, you know, better from, I should say, so if you're not healing, then it becomes a chronic condition, and then health insurance stops paying for it. So Medicare will not pay for more than 100 days of any sort of long-term care need, and rarely will they even pay more than 20 days, because you know they have a whole procedure of how to kick you off the system if you're not getting better. So if you stop improving, boom, you're not going to get covered by health insurance. Guess who pays for it then? You do.
Mm-hmm.
And that's out of your pocket. And that can be $6,000, $7,000, $8,000, $10,000, $12,000 right now a month. You know, that's not talking 5, 10, 15 years from now. That's today's, you know, cost. So depending if you're doing home health care or if you're going to a facility and what type, and, you know, well, there's a lot of parameters around there, but it's a lot of money. And so, yeah, that's something that people really need to be planning for. But again, that's not something that people are talking a lot about. And they're not talking about the health insurance and long-term care aspects. And long-term care insurance has been such a ripoff. I mean, it is expensive, hard to get. And then on top of all that, we're seeing clients get 100% rate increases on policies they bought 10, 15 years ago. And that's not sustainable. That's not something that you're going to be able to keep paying on. So there are some great options out there. There's some really good options that are tied in technically with a life insurance program, but really it's designed really for long-term care. And those can be really, really good if you buy the right one, if you know what you're looking at, and if you have somebody who can kind of really shop that around for you. So, you know, if that's something you're concerned about, if you want to know more about this and you got some questions of, you know, how am I going to pay for this? How can I get some long-term care protection so that way I'm not going to lose a quarter million, half a million or more, and then have my healthy spouse live with almost no money for another 10 or 20 or 30 years? That's the big kind of thing that you want to be doing the planning for. So again, if you want to get a little bit more information on alternatives and ways to get that critical cost covered, you know, just give us a call and we can set up a time, a phone call or something, or just an online meeting. Again, it's 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184, or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
There's a tax storm coming. Could your taxes be on the way up? If you don't plan for it, you might be in for some surprises. With a historically low tax environment, expiring tax cuts, and a new administration, taxes are bound to rise. Does your plan account for these, or is it lagging behind? Now is a great time to get your tax plan updated with help from Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial. Join Eric for an upcoming year-end tax planning webinar. Sign up now at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. You'll learn ways to help navigate tax changes, how you might be able to lock in tax savings on your IRA, how to possibly lower your tax bill, and much more. A tax storm is coming. Make sure you're ready for it. Sign up now for an upcoming informational webinar with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.
Welcome back to Wealth Creator Radio. I've got my special contributor here, a monthly guest, Marilyn Brown Ross from Open Mortgage. She's a reverse mortgage specialist. So great to have you here.
Great to be here.
So I guess we always have to start off. What's going backward? What's going forward? And all that stuff. So what exactly and who can get a reverse mortgage and why do we care, right?
Exactly. Anybody, well, 62 and over can get a reverse mortgage, depending on the value of the property, the mortgage amount. If there is none, you can still get it. You can take the money various ways. There's several different programs. We have a brand new FHA program coming out January 1st, 2021. The lending limit on that, it's called the HECM, Home Equity Conversion Mortgage. Right now, through the end of the year, the lending limit is $765,550. Even if the home is worth $2 million, you're only going to get a portion of the $765,000. But for some people, that really works because they have no mortgage and they'll,
right.
they'll give
it's
them plenty of money.
It's a way to get tax-free cash out of your house. You don't have to move. You don't have to pay an insane amount of capital gains, right,
exactly.
from all those years you live there. And
the nice part is now, January 1st, 21, that's being increased to $822,375. So it's going to give you more money from the amount. Now, if the house appraises for $500,000, $600,000, you get a portion of that. The reverse mortgage is not a loan-to-value mortgage. It's an age-to-value. The older you are, the more money is available. So that increase is going to help a lot of people. And a lot of people, we're really busy right now because it's a great tool. A lot of people are in the 60s still working, laid off their jobs during this pandemic. And it gets rid of your mortgage payment. So
So it's a great new tool for 2021. I mean, it's been a great tool for 2020, but it's about $50,000 more
right.
available, which again, you get a percentage based on your age. So
absolutely.
The 50K increase in lending might be for a 62-year-old, not all 50, right? It's
a percentage. Oh, no, it won't be all 50. It's a percentage, yeah. but it's a nice bump.
Yeah.
It's a nice bump.
Yeah. And so, I mean, one of the great things about this is it's a great financial planning tool because the money comes in tax-free because it's a loan, right? It's not selling the house, not a capital gain, not getting money out of stuff. And, it's not taking money out of your IRA, so you're going to have to pay taxes on it and all those bad effects.
It's
right.
Reverse mortgage has always had not a good reputation. Let's say when it started back in the 80s under Reagan, it really wasn't a good program because whoever did your loan would say, we're going to go on your title, which meant they were your partners. So you sold the house, they got
part of your
equity.
Yeah, part of your gains, not just your loan, but
right,
yeah, part of your gains.
The gains. But it didn't last that long, but it was so bad that people today still say to me, oh, I'd love to do this. However, I want to leave my house to my children.
Oh, yeah, I get that all the time, too. If I bring it up.
Absolutely.
Sure.
I want to leave. And that's exactly, this is a loan. Like you have, let's say you have a mortgage with Wells Fargo, just anybody. They have a lien on your property. They don't have against your property. It's just a lien. When you sell that property, they get paid. The reverse mortgage is exactly the same. It's a lien. Nobody goes on your title to
right.
say you own part of the house. It's just a lien, exactly like a traditional mortgage, the difference being you don't have to make a payment. You can, if you choose to, 1 month you might say, wow, I can make double the payment. or I can only make $500 this month. But you never have to. That's the big difference. And there's no way anybody could foreclose on you. As with a traditional mortgage, you miss your payments.
Yeah, that's...
you're out. But yep. This one, they can't. The things you have to do with a reverse is pay your property tax, insurance, homeowner's insurance, and keep the house in decent repair. And nobody could ever take you out of that house. You know, you can live in it till you're 150. When you sell it, your loan gets paid off, whatever it is that you've used, and you get the rest. It's just like a traditional mortgage.
I mean, the crazy part, too, is especially with Bay Area, you know, historical home prices and increases. You know, yeah, okay, you took some money out, your loan's going to be bigger, but statistically speaking, the appreciation should keep moderate or mostly pace with that loan increase. So you're actually not even probably losing any equity. Yeah. And now some places you may be even gaining, right? Of course, you could be losing some places too, depending on what it is. Yeah. So compared to selling, compared to paying all those taxes, getting a new property tax basis, all those fun things. I mean, yeah.
I had a lady that called me and they had purchased a home in 1968 for $38,000 in Palo Alto. Downtown Palo Alto.
Price of a car.
Yes. And
cheap car.
1,100 square feet, 2 bedrooms, 1 bath. 5,000 square foot lot.
Wow.
And she needed money. Her husband passed away. And she went to her financial planner. Unfortunately, it wasn't you. And he said, wow, you're going to get killed with capital gains. So she had the house appraised. It appraised for $3.8
million.
She
from $38,000 to $3.8
million. And not
million.
One improvement on the house. It was spotless, but not one improvement. So he said, the only thing you're going to do is get a reverse mortgage because that's the only thing that makes sense. Then when you pass the home to your daughter, she had a daughter, they get the step up. Exactly.
Yeah.
If you sell it now, you're going to pay all that tax and take it out from your daughter's inheritance.
Yeah.
So well, that's what she
million
did.
Dollar tax bill exactly. Or something like that.
So yeah. And she's so happy. Now, we talked about the HECM, but there are there's jumbo products, and those are for the higher valued homes. And there's several different ways you can do it. You can take out all the cash. You can leave it in a line of credit. There's three or four different ways you can do that. And that's where I come in. You call me, I will put together, just ask you some questions about what's your goals? What are you looking to do?
Mm-hmm.
And then we decide on together on the right product for you.
Okay. And so, yeah, again, you're listening to Wealth Creator Radio. This is Eric Heckman with Marilyn Brown Ross of Open Mortgage talking about reverse mortgages. And, just real quickly, if somebody did want to give you a call, what was that number?
408-722-0010. 408-722-0010.
Yeah, so, I mean, there's a lot of uses for the reverse mortgage. I mean, it can be such a great tool. And lots of times people, you get that whole thing. Oh, I mean, almost instantly, but if I mention people
instantly.
Like, oh, no, I wouldn't want to do any of those. And it's like, but you'll go out and get a home equity line of credit with a super dangerous interest rate that's going to keep increasing when rates ever go back up. And then you also have a monthly payment and... as you borrow out more, the monthly payment gets bigger. And then sometimes you see people have to get another loan to cover that loan. Yeah, and it's like, hold it. Why are you?
Yeah, why? Because of the nature of it, everybody's heard such bad things. But truly, it was bad at one time. But now, for the right person, it's not right for everybody. And that's where we come in to say, you should probably try something else, or this is perfect for you.
Yeah, I mean, I think the big thing is not calling one of those 800 numbers that you see on TV or something and say, hey, we'll get you one, right? Because they're not going to tell you, hey, this is good or bad, and whoever the operator is getting paid to make an appointment or a sale or, the next move, right, type of thing. So
that's exactly right, yeah. Eric. You call those numbers, they're only interested in closing a deal for themselves for that. But truly and I think you've known me long enough to know, I'm going to meet with the client, or of course, now if they want to meet, I put on my mask, they put on their mask, but we can do it over the phone. But I want to analyze the situation. And I've had people tell me, I told one lady, this really isn't right for you, because she was going to sell this house in 3 months, she said.
Oh, but yeah,
no. Yeah. And I said, no. She goes, I can't believe you're telling me no. I've called other companies and they're very anxious to do it. That's where my ethics come in. I'm right. going to do what's right for the client, not for me. Of course, I'm here to make a living, but if I have to make money on doing something wrong, I might as well get out of the business because I can't live with myself that way.
Yeah. And then one of the other kind of, I guess, you know, drawbacks or things that people have always said that were really bad about reverse mortgages is they're always only variable loan rates. And that's,
oh, no.
And that's not correct anymore, right?
No, we have fixed, we have variables. And that's another thing. We go over each one to say, and variables have a cap on them, depending on which product mm-hmm. that you're showing. So that's where we need to sit down and discuss your personal situation because everybody's different. Everybody has a different situation. So there isn't one rule that says, okay, this is what you're going to do. It's got to be discussed. Doing one right now where he owed enough that it was going to use all the money. I think there was like $20,000 left. And it's a locked in fixed rate at 3.06, which is certainly not a bad situation.
Gosh, there's just so many different things you can use with this tool. So yeah, the best thing is do is give Marilyn a call and you know she'll set up a time. Again, why don't you give us that phone number again?
It's 408-722-0010. And of course, there's never a charge. I'll meet with you, talk to you on the phone. No charge.
Yeah.
That's what that way. And it's again, it's 408-722-0010.
Well, and also we have a link on wealthcreatorradio.com. Yeah, we'll be right back on Wealth Creator Radio.
There's a tax storm coming. Could your taxes be on the way up? If you don't plan for it, you might be in for some surprises. With a historically low tax environment, expiring tax cuts, and a new administration, taxes are bound to rise. Does your plan account for these, or is it lagging behind? Now is a great time to get your tax plan updated with help from Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial. Join Eric for an upcoming year-end tax planning webinar. Sign up now at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. You'll learn ways to help navigate tax changes, how you might be able to lock in tax savings on your IRA, how to possibly lower your tax bill, and much more. A tax storm is coming. Make sure you're ready for it. Sign up now for an upcoming informational webinar with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.
Thank you so much for joining us. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. Eric and his team at Heckman Financial, their mission is to get you to and through a worry-less wealth retirement. So, Eric, we've got the new Biden administration now, and everybody's wondering about our taxes in the future. Are our taxes going to go up? What's going to happen? And you always provide us with a wealth success story or a financial fail. I thought it'd be fun to give us a good example on how somebody has handled their taxes in retirement.
Well, one of the things that a lot of people don't know about, and you know, there's several companies around here. Lockheed's been one that has had a lot of these, but that comes to mind offhand. But there's a lot of companies that have these old after-tax 401ks. And then all of a sudden, the last several years, since 2014, there was a rule change. A lot of them have been bringing them back. And so sometimes I talk to people, and they don't realize that they have this after-tax benefit. So I was talking to one who was retiring and had a bunch of money in this that he'd been putting in there a long time ago. And so the neat thing about that after-tax 401k part is he was able to convert that to Roth IRA, and now that money will grow tax-free for the rest of his life. And so, you know, the sad part, though, was had he done it a long time ago, you know, he could have been having this money being tax-free for, like, the last 10 years of working.
Oh.
But he didn't realize that. And so, you know, that's the hard part is sometimes people don't realize that they have that benefit. So one of the things that, yeah, if you've got that benefit or if you have any money that's after tax. So typically a lot of 401ks are really bad about showing this online, but they're usually good about showing it on the PDF type statement. So a lot of people don't get those statements anymore in the mail, right? They just get them emailed. Mm-hmm. And then they may not look at them. So, yeah, you might want to look at that and see if you have any after-tax money in there. And if you do, most likely it's almost kind of like a little mini lottery win. You know, you have some money that can be now moved tax-free because it's already after tax. There's no taxable cost to moving that to a Roth IRA. You can either do it. Sometimes the companies will allow you to do it inside the plan, meaning it just the money just stays in there. Sometimes you have to roll it outside to a Roth IRA. But then all those future earnings on those monies will be tax-free for the rest of your life. The sooner you can do that, the faster you can do it, the more money that's going to be growing on that tax-free side of the world. And so again, this is something that you may already have. You may already have that benefit at work, or you may already have money in it. There's ways to do this, but again, it all comes down to planning, looking at how it all works. And so, you know, if that's something you want to get a little bit more information on, all you have to do is text the word taxes to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word taxes to 800-454-1184 or go online to wealthcreatorradio.com. Thanks a lot.
Information provided during Wealth Creator Radio is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Any tax advice given as part of this presentation is not intended to be used and cannot be used by the taxpayer for the purpose of avoiding tax penalties or promoting, marketing, or recommending to another party any matter or transaction addressed herein. The views and opinions expressed in the program are not necessarily those of the radio station or its sponsors, and they should not construe as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult the appropriate advisor before making any financial decision.